The Surf Ballroom did not record its most famous dance party. This audio tape is from a Ritchie Valens concert in California months before his death in Iowa. It must sound a lot like his Clear Lake performance on February 2nd, 1959. Valens was the first Hispanic rock star and the youngest headliner at the Surf Ballroom.
I was struck that night by Ritchie Valens because he was like my age. I think he was 17 and I was 16.
Today, Mike Grandin is the Sarogordo County Treasurer.
That night it was a tragic thing, and there was probably a level of embarrassment that had happened here. But ever since it was resurrected, it's turned into an economic thing. Huge numbers come here for it. It's had a positive influence on the community. That's reality of it. Clear Lake has a reputation and is a known quantity because the music died here.
Soon after the concert 50 years ago, the nation's attention was focused here, a site about 5 miles north of Clear Lake in a cornfield where the plane crashed.
It's so desolate and it's so quiet and it's so lonely out there. At night you can actually look back and see the directional beacon from the Mason City Airport as it turns. So you can experience and you can really understand how short in duration that flight really was.
Ballroom president Jeff Nicholas is a farmer who owns the land where the three young men and their pilot died. He's resisted any commercialization of the sacred ground, preferring to keep it as it was for the fans that visit every day.
The guys were simple. They had a lead guitar, bass guitar, and a trap drum set, a couple of little amplifiers. And our feeling as a family has always been that it was a simpler time.
Now, a half century later, Monday night's anniversary promises to be the Surf's biggest event ever. Lori Leitz is the ballroom's executive director.
It's going to be amazing. And so to look back and just know that, all of the people in the ballroom and the family and friends are here for the right reasons. They're here to remember and reminisce and make history.
I'll come to it. Yes, I am never sure how long I'll stay. It just brings back a rush of memories, good and bad.
Linda Muth was on the dance floor in 59.
I kind of have a lump in my throat. It's unbelievable that we have witnessed this event and that rock and roll really is still a great type of music.
To be perfectly honest, my favorite picture of Buddy is this one here. It looks a little bit like the time when he played on Ed Sullivan.
Let's have a very nice stand for these Texas records.
And he's just in a dark suit and a white shirt, and he's playing his Fender Stratocaster. He's got his big old geeky glasses that he made famous that people are still wearing today, and shows a lot of energy. And that's my favorite picture of Buddy Holly.
For one night, next Monday, the Surf Ballroom will be the center of the rock and roll world once again. In Clear Lake, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.